Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Minnesota House last evening passed a bill that generates $20 million a year that will go toward education, prevention, intervention, treatment, and recovery that is all happening because of the opioid crisis that is currently happening in our country.
And it is an epidemic. 42,000 deaths in 2016 from opioids.
Mm-hmm.
40% of those were prescription opioids. Here in Minnesota, the last year we have records, 2017, 422 deaths from opioids. A huge rise since the start of the millennium. What do we do?
DFL Representative Liz Olson of Duluth is the sponsor of this new bill that passed the House yesterday evening. She's joining us now to talk more about it. Representative Olson, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on passage. And I read that there's no companion bill in the Senate. So what happens to your bill now?
Well, we don't have an exact matchup in the Senate, but Senator Julie Rosen is carrying a very similar bill in the Senate that I think has one or two committee stops left before it would be on the Senate floor, with the idea that those two bills would match up in conference.
Representative, just curious, I know there was some concern on the part of the GOP as to how this would get paid. I mean, isn't the idea to put some sort of a fee, a tax on the drug manufacturers, the distributors, based on their footprint, their opioid footprint in the state of Minnesota?
Well, currently, if you are selling opioids in the state of Minnesota, you pay $235 to register with the state of Minnesota to be able to sell opioids in the state.
One time?
One time. So it's a fee you pay. It doesn't matter how much you sell, how many operations you have. You have a $235 registration fee. And so what we're asking is a change in that to based on the units sold. So if you're a drug manufacturer, the units you manufacture. If you're a distributor, the units you distribute of opioids. Mm-hmm. So it would tie to your volume, which essentially ties to likely, profits that we have seen companies in Minnesota making profits in, the hundreds of millions of dollars, and so far have paid, to register $235. So this is a change in the registration fee for these manufacturers and distributors, knowing full well that right now who's bearing the brunt of this is the taxpayers. Both, you just shared a statistic about how many overdoses there are. A lot of these end up in emergency rooms. They have first responders responding. Narcan is administered, let alone cost to counties for kids that are placed in out-of-home child placement due to parents' addiction. So Minnesotans are already paying for this crisis, and now we're asking a group of the manufacturers and distributors that haven't to this time really significantly come to the table on this.
Okay, so no taxpayers' money, because I know people are wondering, will be paying for your program.
Correct. So this is a fee, a registration fee on the manufacturers and the distributors of the opioids. And right now, without that, we spend general revenue, funds, taxpayer money. And also at the county level, the counties are really bearing the brunt of this, which means your property taxes. So right now, Minnesota taxpayers are already fronting the opioid crisis.
So tell us about the prevention and education programs, because we all know we have an opioid crisis. We know this is a huge problem. So who are we educating? Is it the doctors that are overprescribing these and being pawns of either the lobbyists or the salespeople that are pushing this on the doctors? Is it the pharmacists that, don't know you already have another prescription at another pharmacy? Who is this going toward?
And that's all excellent. Really good point. Exactly. So this legislation has pieces that really bring everybody to the table, like I mentioned. And we have continuing education funding in here for exactly the players you mentioned, for the people that are prescribing opioids. Okay. So we're requiring education for those folks to learn not just only about non-pharmacological pain management, but being able to be better and more responsible stewards of their prescription abilities, their prescribing abilities. So we have that piece in here. We also are putting guidelines around prescriptions for prescribers, around for acute pain. You know, how many pills, how many days can you write it for, how long before someone needs to refill it. Those kinds of things are also in this bill, so that we're asking for more responsibility and accountability from those writing the prescriptions.
Good. Excellent. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Representative, I'm pretty sure I was hooked on opioids at one point a long time ago after surgery. It's a really slippery slope. You take it to alleviate the pain, and once you're at a certain level, it's really hard to wean yourself off. And if it wasn't for an amazing physician in Edina and Suboxone, I'm not sure I'd be sitting here today with Jordana. How do we get Suboxone into the hands of more people who are really struggling with this? It works. You can wean people off opioids. There's a process that works. It worked for me. It can work for anyone. But how do we make that happen?
I mean, that's a really powerful story that you shared. And, you know, as the author of the legislation, I talk to Minnesotans every day and hear these stories. And I'm glad your story had a positive end. You're exactly right that part of this drug, it's a powerful drug, and addiction is a reality, you know, because of the powerfulness of this. And so, and we have to think about when people are using that, it's not just about stopping, that we have to be thoughtful about how we get people the exactly, as you mentioned, the medically assisted treatment that they need. And so this bill has some of the funding would be able to go to treatment programs that have kind of that all-encompassing approach where, you know, it's a medically assisted therapy, and it's also all the other things that go around with someone who maybe was using opioids legitimately and is now needing to figure out another path forward. So it's a really comprehensive approach. So we have things, everything in this bill, from making sure people aren't starting on opioids if they don't need it, to thinking about once, you know, addiction has kind of grabbed hold, about how we're breaking that cycle. And then we're also looking at, like, are we investing resources into non-pharmacological pain management options and making sure people are aware that those exist? And so I think your story is a great example of exactly the kind of interventions we have and how this has to be multiple prongs. And I exactly agree that we need to have medically assisted therapies as one of those options.
Thank you for sharing that, Paul. I don't know that you shared that before on the air.
No. Oh, are we on the air?
We are, and that was very powerful.
If it helps one person out there get off their butt and seek out a physician who can prescribe Suboxone, do it. It may very well save your life.
It certainly will. Mm-hmm. We're speaking with DFL Representative Liz Olson. She is the sponsor of the bill that passed the House last night to generate $20 million a year to fund prevention and education programs, as well as intervention, treatment, and recovery for those affected by the opioid crisis. Your bill passed 94 to 34. Who's voting against this? And I kind of want names, because I need to know who thinks this is not a good idea, especially because the taxpayers aren't paying for it.
Right. Well, I would agree. As the author of this legislation, I, too, share those thoughts as well. I mean, I do have to say that, you know, this was even 94 to 34 may not seem significant, but that was 19 folks on the GOP side that voted, you know, for this bill.
Yes.
So this had broad bipartisan support yesterday. The person I have worked the most closely with on this legislation is Representative Dave Baker, a Republican from Willmar, who lost a son to an overdose. So the two of us have been, you know, lock and step on this work. And so it really has been bipartisan. And I would agree, it seems like a very reasonable way to approach this crisis that's already costing, you know, Minnesotans both in lives lost and in taxpayer dollars in an incredible amount.
Well, do we have to look up who the 34 that voted against it are and wonder if they're in the pocket of drug lobbyists?
I mean... You ask questions. I mean, I think it's, you know, legitimate to wonder, you know, where do you stand when you're a no vote on a bill like this? You know, what is the rationale and the reasons? And all 34 of those folks did not rise and share why they didn't vote against the bill. So, you know, I could speculate with you, and I don't know why, but...
That's okay. And you gave a very good Minnesota nice answer, so that's okay.
I appreciate your fire, though. I mean, you know, I would have loved to have seen 134 yes votes last night.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Can we all agree that epidemics are bad?
Yes. Say it out loud.
People
and
dying,
to that's, do something
that's
about
bad,
it.
Yes.
Do something.
Right.
Representative Liz Olson, thank you for what you're doing on many levels. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Keep pushing and hope to hear back from you with more good news.
Thanks, Representative.
Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for sharing your story too, Paul.
Yeah, absolutely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.